your name, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Well, bless the Lord, saints of God. Bless the Lord. My name is Sister Quanda Collins, Quanda McIntosh Collins, and I'm just so honored to be here tonight and to bless the Lord with you, to come together in unity. Hallelujah. Brother Marcus, my baby brother, but a mighty man in the Lord, has asked me to bring the word tonight. So I just give him honor tonight. I just thank God. I give honor to God, who is the head of my life, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, the Trinity. God is just beautiful, and I thank him. And I thank him for the mighty work that he's done in the people of God's lives. And I give honor to every one of you who are on the line tonight. God bless you. I love you. And most of all, God loves you. And we just bless him tonight. I don't necessarily have any announcements tonight, but maybe if Brother Marcus is able to join us briefly a little later, he can provide any announcements that he might have. And I just want you to know that God loves us. He never forsakes us. He is forever in our corner. And I know that there is not one person on this line tonight that cannot give a testimony about the goodness of God. All of us have a testimony about his goodness. And so tonight we're going to read his word together. It might be a little unconventional. I am not a preacher, but I am a teacher in the natural, as well as God has gifted me in the spiritual. And so before we go any further, Sister Maria is going to be assisting tonight. We're going to co-assist, hallelujah, as we trust God and his word that it is right on time tonight and that it will be fruitful and manifest itself in our lives from this day forward. But I'm just going to go to the throne of grace in prayer. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we bless you tonight, Father. We thank you. We thank you for this particular time in history, God, that you have deemed bringing us together, Father, to honor you, to glorify you, Father, to take the eyes off of ourselves, God, but to fixate our gaze on you, God. And we bless you tonight for whatever it is, God, that you bring forth, God. We know it's going to be good, Father, and we know it's going to be applicable to our lives, God. And we bless you, God. I love you, Father, with my whole heart, God. I love you, Jesus. I love you for what you're going to do in what you've already done, God, and what you're going to continue to do in the lives of the people, God. Thank you, God, and we bless you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, bless God. It's Tuesday. I hope everyone had a safe and enjoyable Martin Luther King Day. We just bless God for times of rest. If any of you are like me, God has had to deliver me over and over from being a workaholic. So I bless God that I rested yesterday. Matter of fact, the whole weekend, God is really teaching me the importance of being still and hearing from him and from resting in him. And it's taken me almost 49 years to get to that point, but I bless God, it's never too late. And that's one thing. If you're younger or even older under the sound of my voice, trust in God's sovereignty, trust in who he is, what he says he's already done, that you don't have to strive for the things in this world. Our God is a great Father. And so we just bless him tonight. Amen. So tonight, you'll probably hear a little bit of my testimony also through as the word goes forth. And so part of me, I've already shared that, you know, as a teacher, I taught for 12 years, and now God has blessed me to serve a campus as their leader. And so I'm just very grateful for the opportunity to daily to come share love, to share the love of Christ to whomever I encounter, whether it's students, whether it's the staff or my colleagues that I work with. And so it's natural for me as a teacher, I'm always going to be a teacher, that there were two things that were always very important to me. I taught math, and I'm very, you know, we have a very logical approach. And so that is to establish common ground, okay, and understanding amongst all of us, but also engagement, okay? And so engagement is very important, because engaged people, that's when we're engaged as people, it's going to lead to understanding, right? In two ways, I believe. And that is an understanding of what's been shared or taught. In other words, like a conceptual understanding, and in this case, a spiritual understanding, and then also to understand people, to understand where they're coming from as they express what they've learned or what they understand or what questions they may have. So I want to encourage you that as we go through the word, that you take notes, you make note of any testimony or any word that this word bears witness with, because we know God links everything together. That's the way he works. Hallelujah. And so I want you to feel free that we're going to have some time, not only that we're going to pray for the people, hallelujah, because we have prayer warriors on the line tonight that are committed to going to the throne in an agreement with you, but also that you will be able to share, you know, what this word means to you. So as a teacher, I naturally engage. If we were all sitting around in a Bible study, we would sit around and we would make connections to one another, because it's going to build each other up. Hallelujah. And so that with that, we're going to be led by the Holy Spirit, and we're just going to let God have his way. And so before we go any further, one way that we have to have common understanding is I just want to have a few reminders in the word of our frame of mind and our perspectives as children of God, as Christians, as joint heirs with Christ, that our perspective and our mindset is framed differently than the world. Everything we think of, every situation, we should pause and we should let God frame it in our mind by the Holy Spirit according to his word and according to his will. So these three scriptures are three short scriptures that you don't necessarily have to write down, but they are the three scriptures that have been on my heart for about, you know, a couple of months, and how I have to remind myself as we come to, we have our struggles, as we feel like we don't have enough, or we sometimes might forget just how great our God is. You know, you got to have those go-to scriptures that God has already shown up and showed out on your behalf. So the first scripture that I want to remind us of is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and it's verse 4. So that's 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. And I'm just going to read it. It's really brief. I'm going to read 3 and 4. So it says in the King James Version, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Hallelujah. So you have to understand who you are. You better know who you are before you approach anything in this world, that we're not battling on a earthly realm. Hallelujah. We have been equipped. We have been weaponized by our Father God in heaven through the power of his Spirit, that when we war, we win. Hallelujah. Because Jesus already has the victory. Hallelujah. And so we have been weaponized to accomplish his great works. We have been weaponized to give him the glory. That we're, as when we start reading in Peter, we're going to go to 1 Peter in a little bit, we'll start having, reinforcing this word that we have a purpose, hallelujah, in everything that we go through. And so the second scripture that I want to remind us is going to be John chapter 4, verses 23 through 24. So that's John 4, 23 through 24. Once again, I'm reading out of the King James Version. "But the hour cometh and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we have to know not only that, we also have to know not only that we have been equipped, but we better know our role. Our role is to worship him and in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to remind you of that. And then the last scripture that will serve as a reminder as we frame and think about God's goodness tonight and explore his word is Isaiah chapter 6 in the Old Testament. And that's going to be verses 1 through 3. And it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. So you have to know who God is, and that this whole earth is full of his glory. It doesn't matter what it looks like, Holly. It doesn't matter the evil, the meanness, the backbiting, none of that, hallelujah, because we declare tonight that holy, holy, holy is our God, and that his train fills the temple. Oh, I love it. Every time I read that verse, I can't even hardly stand it. I can just envision my great God, and he's just so expansive. There's no end and there's no beginning. Hallelujah. So, you know, just keep in mind that those are critical. That's a critical piece of our mindset as Christians that has to guide us and direct us. Hallelujah. And we just bless God tonight. We just bless God tonight. So with that, you know, so for about a month, I would say, maybe a little more, I don't know, all the days run together now, but somewhere around when we were on a Christmas break, either 1 Peter chapter 4 was shared with me. I'm just blessed with just be around so many men and women of God who just constantly just want to be, you know, just want to praise him, just want to lift him up, just want to lift up the body. And so periodically I'll get scriptures that will be shared with me that will just bless my soul. And I just remember reading, and in this particular version, I'll reference New King James Version, but also the NIV version. And so we're just going to read through, once again, 1 Peter chapter 4. We'll start around verse 7, and we'll conclude at the end at verse 19. And if there's a title for tonight, it would be, It's for God's Glory. It's for God's Glory. God is the main attraction. God is the author. It's not for my glory, ever. It's not for your glory, ever. It's for God's glory. Hallelujah. And so these two sections of scripture can be broken up into basically two titles. And we can look at them as serving for God's glory and then also suffering for God's glory. And then the common phrase is God's glory, right? And so we'll read and then we'll just let God lead us tonight. So we'll start with verse 7, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. And I'm reading out of the New International Version. So the end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received from the Father, I've added that in, to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very word of God. And if anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. So I will point out or reference some of the verbiage in the New King James Version, in particular, verse 10, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another. That's what the King James Version, minister it to one another. And we'll expound on that. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. Our actions, our words and our actions should always bring glory to the Father. Amen. And we'll hear, you know, of course, we know we were saved by grace. Hallelujah. We know we have an advocacy with Jesus. All of these things imply, yes, we know that we have to repent, right? But that doesn't remove the standard because we have to repent. So I don't want to necessarily qualify this with, oh, I know we're all sinners. No, we're just gonna declare the word of God over our lives. Hallelujah. And as the King James Version goes on to read, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. So I just want to pause just in this first section of verses 7 through 11 and just underscore that it's important for us to serve with the intent for God's glory. The intent, I'm so glad my God knows the intent of my heart, hallelujah. He knows the intent of your heart, hallelujah. So that doesn't allow people to forever play with God or to not be serious, right? We can't worry about that because God knows the intent. So when we look at verse 7, this particular verse is references prayers, right? And we know our Lord tells us to pray without ceasing, right? So God's not going to tell us to do something that's of no effect. He knows that when we pray without ceasing, that when we're mindful and we're watchful and we pray to him, that we're going to stay aligned with him. And that's why he declares that, Holly, or one of the reasons. He had many reasons for declaring the words that he declares to us. But hallelujah, if we are mindful, hallelujah, of what that our God expects us to not ever take anything for granted. He expects us to pray, to be aware. We better be aware of the things in this world, hallelujah, so that we can combat them. Because remember, we don't fight battles in an earthly manner, hallelujah. But we have been weaponized by the Holy Spirit and by the Word of God to pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And he goes on that as we pray, you know, and we're watchful in our prayers, God, I love it that he immediately has Peter explain love, that love is critical, okay? So we can all, oh, maybe not, I'll speak for myself. I can be reminded of times where love was hard to garner up, right, because of our perceived betrayal, my perceived betrayal, or if anything happened that I didn't feel like was justified, you know, it's very much in my feelings. And I'm sure Brother Marcus, over the years, you know, has shared bits and pieces of his testimony. And our testimonies are somewhat intertwined. Naturally, we're brothers, brother and sister. But I can speak from my own testimony regarding love and what God's love will do for you, not the love that we just speak of not temporary love, not love that's conditional or based on some kind of condition. But even in regarding our parents were married for a long time, over 30 years. And then that marriage dissolved. And that was rough. I was 25 years old, and that was rough, right? Here I had a mother who was God-fearing, loved God, goes before the throne, that we, you know, I mean, my mom, I'm the only girl. I have all brothers. And here the marriage dissolved. And I allowed the enemy to take root, right, in my heart. Was I disrespectful outwardly? No. I was an adult, you know. Was I, did I undermine, you know, my father? No. But I allowed the enemy to put a wedge of separation between my father and myself for 7 years. 7 years. Never would I have thought of that. That would have happened. But right before my mom left this earth, I'll never forget, I was pregnant with my oldest, and she said, "We to see the Father, we can have no weight. We can have no, there. Jesus suffered too much for it to be about you, baby girl. So you better get it right with the Lord." And I will never forget that. She was bold enough to correct me in love because she knew she wanted to see me again, right? And I'm not interested in God. I'm not interested in anything that keeping me out of heaven, spending eternity with my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And God came in, and I had to ask God. I had to ask God. I said, "God, you fill me up with that deep love that's not conditional, that's not based on how somebody's treated me or whether or not they said something nice to me or whether or not they ignored me or bought me a gift." Hallelujah. Our God, in a moment's time, delivered me, and I reconciled. He reconciled me to my Father, who to this day professes Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. So I am a living testimony, hallelujah, that this word is real, hallelujah. This word is true, and it is applicable to our lives, and there's nothing that shall separate us from the love of God. And we have to ask for that kind of love to our brethren. We have to, because he loved us enough to forgive us. Hallelujah. So I just bless him. I get so excited. I'm sorry. I just get so excited because love does cover a multitude of sins. If you allow it, if you allow Jesus to take root of your heart and to get in there and to just perform some surgery, hallelujah, he will turn that thing around, hallelujah. You will find yourself full of joy, hallelujah. And I just thank God tonight that he did that for me, little old me who didn't even deserve it, hallelujah, that I can stand, I can have a conversation with my Father, I can love on him, I can truthfully say, "Dad, I love you, I thank you because God loves you," and we just bless God together, hallelujah. You just got to trust him. You got to trust this word that serving must be rooted in his glory. God, we have to declare that he's to get the glory in our lives. We have to declare that. And too many people's lives are at stake, hallelujah, who are looking at us. Their eyes are on us and questioning and judging whether or not that God that we talk about is true, hallelujah. They know, the enemy knows, he dwells with God in heaven. Satan knows, he knows how to twist things, but we're not going to give him that. We're going to trust God that he is love, is going to cover a multitude of sin in every aspect of our life, over our children, over our spouses, over anyone who's wronged us, any of it, hallelujah. And how you do that is you remember the cross, hallelujah. You just remember what Jesus. So in this, it segues in perfectly that we, our hospitality, our love, our deep love for others, we can't do it with grumbling. We can't be openly pleasant or generous in a way that other people see us. That's not of God. That's your reward. That's our reward. Hallelujah. It doesn't do anyone any good to serve God on a superficial level. Hallelujah. So we have to ask God the Father to reveal himself to us, to clean us up from the inside out so that everything we do, we don't even think about complaining. We don't think about whether somebody else is worthy. I think about, you know, when the homeless, You know, we have a high homeless population here in Texas where I live. And it just grieves my heart because I, on occasion, I've worked in a high school for a long time. I will see former students begging, you know, on the corner. And I would just be overcome with grief and say, God, I know that kid's story. I know their mom was in jail. I know they didn't know their father. I know they lived in a house with 10 different children. They barely had food. But somebody's driving by and judging that kid. Hallelujah. But we have got to get to a place that our love is so deep for mankind that we don't allow that. God takes care of everything. God, He is totally in control. If I truly believe that, that He sits on the throne high and lifted up, that He is the God that sits high and lifts and looks low, I can't worry about whether or not somebody is worthy of me saying, I love you, brother. Jesus loves you. Of not sharing the good gifts that He's given me, hallelujah, to minister to the people. That is an honor. That is an honor to share Jesus Christ with whomever it is. I don't care what they look like. I don't care what they smell like. I don't care if we think it's not up to us whether or not we think they're worthy. God is the one who deems who is worthy. And He died the last time I checked. He died for all of us. Hallelujah. And I just bless Him tonight that we have a church, the people, hallelujah, who are good stewards, hallelujah, who love God, hallelujah, who will look at a circumstance and a situation or a brother or a sister who's fallen from grace, and we will look at them in love and we will build them up, because that's how we serve our Father. That's how we serve Him. We don't hold grudges. We don't grumble. We don't worry about if they're getting over on us. Hallelujah. But we trust Him, because trust me, our God is going to deliver a beautiful thing when I'm a living witness that He will turn it around and He will bless you with a peace that you can't even explain. Hallelujah. I just bless Him tonight. I just bless Him. Okay, we're going to get to the second part of this particular scripture. And like I said, this section is talking about suffering for God's glory. You know, we want to reign with Him, but it's hard to suffer with Christ sometimes, right? Because we're conditioned in our own little world, right? And sometimes it's hard to see the big picture. And that's what I'm charged with as a leader, right? Is that I have to maintain the big picture for the whole group. That they sometimes it's hard to see why we sometimes have to help this brother out, right? Or sometimes we have to help this teacher out, or we have to help this certain student out. That we have to maintain the big picture. The big picture is it's for the glory of God, and that sometimes serving Him, to whom much is given, much is required, requires some suffering with Him. And we are honored, hallelujah, that we've been deemed precious enough for Him to invite us into that fold. So let's go and read verses 12 through 19. So it says, Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when His glory is revealed, hallelujah, His glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. So this is a promise. God's glory is going to be revealed. You can take that to the bank. We don't have to worry about someone mistreating us, getting away with anything for this period of time. Let's pray for them. Let's build them up. Let's love them. Let's turn them over to God and say, God, save them. God, I forgive them. Hallelujah. Because somebody has forgiven me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And in verse 14, if you are reproached for the name of Christ, I love this. Blessed are you, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, hallelujah. On their part, He is blasphemed, but on your part, He is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, and an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. So this contrast between 14 and 15 is important for us who are in the body of Christ, right? When things happen that are bad, right, we sometimes forget that all things work together for good, for them that love God are called according to His purpose. We forget that, right? Well, God is very particular here that there is some suffering that is because we are Christians, right? Sometimes we're ostracized. Sometimes in our very household, we're cursed. We're laughed at. We're made fun of because we're standing on a God that seems invisible to some, right? But God cautions us in this word that we need to be mindful that some of the suffering, we're not bringing it upon ourselves. Now, praise God, He is faithful and full of grace and mercy because He has delivered me from some stuff that I got myself into. So just be aware, you know, when we go through trials, right? We know the end is the victory in Jesus. We know that, right? As long as we repent, because this is a case for repenting, right? If we have committed a sin or we have committed an act that we know God is not pleased with, praise you, Jesus, that we have an advocacy with the Father. Hallelujah. But be mindful and be aware and we can't fool ourselves and we can't convince ourselves of things that we've done wrong that we can make them right. Jesus has to make them right. We have to repent. So just be very, very mindful. And once again, though, he rounds it back off with the word that yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. We will not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. You will continue to praise God. I don't care who's laughing at you. I don't care if I've had people that will say, oh my gosh, I just can't believe that you have, you know, such a strong belief in a God you can't see. I have had people tell me that, people in academia. And I look at them and I go, and I don't understand how you can go about and claim that this knowledge that you have is of your own or that God's grace and mercy has not been on your life. Hallelujah. So we're just going to have to agree to disagree at this moment. And then we continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Hallelujah. We just bless him tonight because God is faithful and he's faithful. He is faithful. Hallelujah. You can stand on that he is faithful and that we can't allow the ways of the world. We can't allow people to change our minds about what we know God has done for us. Even if we're in another trial, hallelujah. That's the name of the game, hallelujah, because look what our Jesus suffered and he was sin free. So we know, hallelujah, God has already told us that this is a beautiful thing that we should have exceeding joy, hallelujah, to suffer on behalf of Jesus Christ, to suffer on behalf of Father God, because the Holy Ghost takes us through. God is faithful. It will comfort us. It will provide us peace, hallelujah. Works miracles, hallelujah. Provides, hallelujah. There's so many acclamations that we can give to the Father, hallelujah, for his goodness and his mercy, regardless of the circumstance, hallelujah. Now we'll go ahead and read verse 17. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? I have to be obedient. We have to be obedient. I do not want this question applying to my life at all. Hallelujah. So we forever are at Jesus' feet, asking him to fill us with his love, asking him to preserve our minds, to guard our hearts. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now, if the righteous one is scarcely saved, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. He is faithful. God is faithful to preserve you. God is faithful to provide for you. And he's faithful to keep you in perfect peace. He is so faithful. Hallelujah. And we just bless him tonight. I was thinking about August of 2018. It will forever be a very prominent month. And I say month because a lot happened in that month. Okay. But in this one particular situation, I had, nobody knew, but I had gone for like my annual exam and the mammography. And so I got a call on a Thursday that said I needed to come back, that, you know, they needed to perform an additional test. And so, you know, I'm human, and I started, oh, come on, God. Well, and then immediately the Holy Spirit said, oh, get it under control. All things work together. You're going to trust me in my sovereignty and that my will be done? And so I just started worshiping him. I said, God, you're so great. You're so mighty. I love you, God. Thank you, God. You're my healer, God. And just postured my heart in a moment. I know the saints of God everywhere had to be praying for me and not even knowing. But anyway, fast forward to that Sunday. And something else had happened at work, and it was just a very tough time in education. It was a tough time in my school, and that particular part is a testimony for another day. But that Sunday, I was sitting in church, and one of my sisters in the Lord, I'm sure, is on tonight and can attest to this. And I was sitting there, and I was just, where it was before service, and worship music was playing, and when all of a sudden, this really young, oh, she couldn't have been more than 20. And she looked at me. She was sitting in front of me, turned around, looked at me. She turned around and looked again. And then finally she said, woman of God. I said, yes, dear. She said, may I pray with you? I said, absolutely. Daughter, of course you may pray with me. And I'll never forget, her name was Natalie. And I saw her that one time, and I've never seen her again. And she took my hands, and she said, the Holy Spirit is telling me you're in the middle of a storm, but God is in the middle of that. God is in the midst. God is guiding that storm. And I just started crying, and she took my hands, and she just started praying for healing over my body. She said, we just declare that everything comes right. She prayed over my finances. She prayed over my work. God will use his vessel. So we need to be prepared to be that vessel, because somebody needs a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter if we think that they're already got it all together. It doesn't matter if we think that they already know all the words. Hallelujah. God will use his people. And I want to be in that number to be a blessing to his people. Hallelujah. She will never know how God used her that day, because I'm going to tell you right now, the doctor was like, I don't even know why they even brought you back. Hallelujah. To this day, hallelujah, my God is wonder. I just praise him. And I'll never forget, as I sat in that room, it was me and there was two other ladies, and it was a great big room. And we were all just dressed in our gowns, and we made a triangle. And God said, you declare my sovereignty in this room, hallelujah. And I just started praying, God. I said, you heal your daughters, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I thank you for my sisters that are sitting here. I did not even know them, hallelujah. But we just had a good time in the Lord, hallelujah. So God has a purpose, hallelujah. But we got to answer him, hallelujah. We got to be prepared for him, hallelujah. We got to trust him and know that he is the righteous God. He is the supreme God. He is in control. Hallelujah. And we just bless him tonight. You be blessed tonight, men and women of God. It has been an honor to share a little bit of my testimony. Hallelujah. To share the word of God. Hallelujah. I pray that that this word is a blessing in your life. Hallelujah. I pray that the words of my testimony, because I'm an overcomer, I already know that, hallelujah, that if you need to know that Jesus is on the throne and that you are an overcomer, he is yours for the asking tonight, hallelujah. And we bless him. I bless him. I know I have sisters and brothers in the Lord that are rejoicing before God right now with me, hallelujah. And in unity, there is strength, because we serve the great God, and there is none beside him, none beside him. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We bless you, God. God, I bless you tonight, God. You're so beautiful, Father. I thank you, God. I thank you just for having complete control, hallelujah, over our lives, God. We are weak because you're strong, hallelujah, God. Our strength, Father, comes from you, God. Our knowledge, our wisdom, only comes from you, God. Hallelujah. May we always know, hallelujah, that you are in control, that you are the great God, Father. May we never be puffed up, God. May we never be filled with pride, God. But God, may we serve for your glory. Hallelujah. May we suffer for your glory. Hallelujah. God, I just bless you tonight. Hallelujah. May God, you are so faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We bless you, God. We bless you, God, for equipping us. Hallelujah. For making us Natalie's, God. Hallelujah. Those who will stand up in the kingdom. Hallelujah. And bless your people. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We bless you tonight. I bless you tonight, God. I love you so much, Father. You're so good to me. Yes, God, you're so good to me, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Bless your people tonight, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I would go on and on. So, sometimes on occasion I'll read from another version of the word, and I'm going to ask Maria if she'll read just verses 12 through 19 from the Message version. Are you there, sister?
Yep, I got it.
Okay, if you could just read that, and then we'll it's just it provides a different perspective on God's word. Not different perspective, but it's another phrasing of God's word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so the title of this section is Glory Just Around the Corner. I love that. It says in verse 12, friends, when life gets really difficult, don't jump to the conclusion that God isn't on the job. Love that. Instead, be glad that you are in the very thick of what Christ experienced. How precious is it, you guys, that we can share in what Christ experienced. This is a spiritual refining process with the glory just around the corner. If you are abused because of Christ, count yourself fortunate. It's the Spirit of God and His glory in you that brought you to the notice of others. If they are on you because you broke the law or disturbed the peace, that's a different matter. But if it's because you're a Christian, don't give it a second thought. Be proud of the distinguished status reflected in that name. And I never thought about that before, being proud to suffer for Christ, not just enduring it like a good soldier, but hey, I'm proud to represent my Father, just like our veterans are proud to represent our country. We're proud to represent, we're proud to suffer. It's Judgment 17 through 19 says it's judgment time for God's own family. We are the first in line, and if it starts with us, just think of what it's going to be like for those who refuse God's message. If good people barely make it, then what is in store for the bad? So if you find life difficult because you're doing what God said, take it in stride, trust Him, and He knows what He's doing, and He will keep on doing it.
Amen, sister. Amen. I just love that version. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And we just thank God tonight. So at this time, you know, if you've written down anything, I love to engage with the saints of God. If you want to share a testimony, if any God has laid something on your heart, please feel free to share at this time. And then we'll pray for the men and women of God who are requesting prayer.
Amen. Anybody have a revelation or?
Amen. Amen. That was an awesome word of God. And I took a lot of notes. And God was just saying, we have to love better. Last week's teaching was about love. This week's teaching was a lot about love. And we got to love from the agape stance point, His way. And in my note tonight, I put, the way we love is for His glory. It's for God's glory. God gives get glory out the way we love and the way we treat people. It doesn't matter how they treat us or how they love us, but He gets the glory when we love like He loved, because He is love. And that was so awesome. And I never saw it from that stance that God get glory out of the way that we love. And I put another part in my note. I put, if the children of God can't love, how do we expect the world to love? How do we expect the world to love? If God is in us and He is love, we're supposed to love like He loved, no matter what. no matter what the circumstances, no matter how people treat us, no matter what we are going through, we still got to love. It was so awesome. I was just simply blessed by the word tonight. Thank you, woman of God. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Bless you. Amen. Yes. It's love, I'm telling you, covers a multitude of sin. Thank you, woman of God. God bless you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. And
anyone
I think in
else?
These days, oh, I was just going to add to what she said. In these days, I think that, you know, the Bible says love will grow cold, and the Bible says that people will be lovers of themselves, selfish in the end times. So that's happening. And so how much more of God's light and how much more glory will God get if we love well? So that's amazing. That's a great
question. Yes. Amen. For such a time as this. Amen. Yes. Does anyone else want to share? We just thank the both of the women of God for just sharing their insight tonight. And, you know, God's just too good. It's just too good. Amen. Well, you know, you feel free if you want to interject and share anything. But at this time, we'll open up for anyone who has a prayer request. We're here to pray with you. And so if anyone has a prayer request, you may speak.
Anybody have a prayer request? Don't be shy. We're here. We're ready. We're amped up, ready to pray for you.
Well, I have a prayer request. Actually have two. But the first one is right before I came on, one of my students, a 16-year-old, had an outcry, a suicide outcry. And if we could just lift her up, my counselor was able to contact the police to go and do, I get so emotional, to go and do a wellness check on her. So if we could just lift her up, I appreciate it.
One of your students?
Somebody can pray. Yeah, one of my students.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll definitely pray for that. What is your second prayer request?
Oh, and the second one is I have two colleagues, two of my staff that are in a serious fight with COVID in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And one of them had surgery today, and they're both very young. If we can lift them up as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're going to come into prayer. And I'm glad I'm praying for this today, because there was a gentleman today in downtown Fort Worth that was suicidal on the top of a building. I just read that they cut him down. But the spirit's going around now because of so much stress with the COVID, with the economy, with just everything, the political climate, everything, the finances. So we're just going to pray and rebuke that. Father, we just come to your throne of grace, Lord God, and we thank you that you are the great physician, not only mentally, physically, spiritually, God, every which way, Father God, Lord, that you would align those hearts and minds, Father God, of this 16-year-old, Father God, the man on the bridge today, God, of anybody on this line, Father God, if there's anybody who is suicidal, Father God, we rebuke that spirit, Father God. And we ask that the joy of the Lord would be their strength, Father God.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, that joy after joy after joy, that they would go from glory to glory, Father God, and that when they're in the rabbit hole of depression or going down deeper, Lord God, that you would reach out for your hand, just like Peter did when he was drowning, Father God, and that you will lift them up when they keep their eyes on you, God, in worship and prayer, in reading the word and fasting, God. And if all they can do is just say Jesus, the name of Jesus, God, that spirit must leave, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, Father God. So we rebuke that spirit of suicide over that girl and whatever circumstances are surrounding that to cause her to feel that way, Father God. We ask that you would be the Lord over that home, Father God, over the man on the bridge, God, that you would be Lord over his life and his mind and his home, Father God, and anyone else on the line, Father God, that has struggled with suicidal thoughts lately or just depression, anxiety, Father God, we bind those. Those are spirits, God. And we just bind those in the name of Jesus. And whatever it is that's causing that, sometimes it can be a chemical imbalance. Sometimes it can be a nutritional imbalance. Sometimes it can be a medication issue. Whatever it is, Lord, we pray you take authority over it and that you cast it out in Jesus' name and that you heal because you are the great physician. And the joy of the Lord will be their strength. God, your word also says you that has seen your tears and I've heard your prayers and I will heal you. We stand upon that promise as well for anyone struggling with COVID, for her coworkers. Lord Jesus, just this evil, nasty virus, Father God, that I experienced myself and I'm still dealing with some of the repercussions of it, Lord. We just bind COVID right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
And we
declare
that it must be gone, Father God, in Jesus' name, that these vaccines will work, that whatever way you can eradicate this, Lord, that you see fit, that you do it, Lord God. We declare healing over their bodies. We cover them with the blood of Christ, Father God.
Thank you, God.
We stand upon your word that says in the morning they will go, the sun will rise with healing in its rays, and they will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. That means they'll rejoice.
They'll overjoy, healed.
And that they will not be like the nine lepers that did not give thanks, but that they will see that one leper like him who came back
to
thanks and the glory, God, that you will get the glory out of these healings, Lord God, that you will get the glory, Father, out of these lives that are suicidal. Because if there's a suicidal spirit on you tonight, let me tell you, that's because God has such a plan and a calling for you.
God does not want you to feel it.
And he's trying to shade your eyes with darkness and gloominess so that you cannot see what is out there, what is coming, because there's so much coming. And believe me, I
love your way.
You hear people say that and you get tired of hearing it's coming, your breakthrough is coming, this is coming, but it is. And we just have to hold on. Because the enemy is trying to do everything he can right now in these days to steal and snatch and kill and destroy. But you came, he came so that we may have life.
Yes, God.
Abundance. And that doesn't mean prosperity gospel, that everything's going to be rosy, but that means that we will go from glory, and that in our trials and circumstances is going to refine us, and we're going to go through the valley just to get to the next mountaintop so that God can use us even more, and that we will be strengthened. I know some of you feel like these trials are coming against you so hard, and you feel like it's wearing you out, but I'm telling you, it's building you up. It is strengthening
you
for the callings and the miracles and the things that you are going to do.
Thank you, God.
You may not realize how much you're already doing through God's doing through you, and how much other people look up to you, rely on you, love you, and maybe they don't say it, but they do.
There are people
that love you, there are people that we need you here, Lord. And so we just declare deliverance tonight in the name of Jesus. We declare healing by your Holy Spirit, Father God. And we declare your supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding over those who have COVID, over these people with suicidal spirits, Lord God, anyone struggling with depression, finances Father God, we just declare generosity in the spirit. And once we know that if we give, we will receive tenfold.
Yes, God.
Give God. So we thank you and praise you for that tonight. Sorry, I'm a little long-winded, but
sister.
Have anything to speak about this young lady or the women with COVID? Have a word or anything? Have anything for Sister Kwanda? All right, well, we just seal it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Anybody next on the line for prayer?
Yes, anybody need prayer?
Yes, I want to get prayer for two people. My nephew kind of went blind in one of his eyes, and he have surgery tomorrow. And my granddaughter came home today, and she couldn't smell or taste, so I just want to rebuke sinus or COVID. Just pray for healing for both of their lives. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Is there anyone that would like to pray for the woman of God's family? Okay, well, I'll pray. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. God, we love you so much, God. We bless your name tonight, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God, we lift up this young man, Father, God. We lift him up to you, Father. God, we ask, God, that right now, God, that you bring peace over his life, Father. God, that you assure him, God, that you are with him, Father. That your angels are surrounding him right now, God, bringing beautiful gifts from the throne room. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God, we thank you, God, that for this appointed time, God, has been for you to get the glory, Father, that the woman of God is standing in the gap. Hallelujah. God, and we just declare, God, that he will see. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. This surgery will be more successful than any doctor ever thought. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God,
glory to
God. Tonight, God, hallelujah, as the doctor lays his head down and lays her head down to sleep, God, we ask, God, that you will overtake them, God, that your Holy Ghost will overtake them, Father, that, God, for no other person, God, but for your children's children, hallelujah, your child's child, hallelujah, God, that you will come through, hallelujah. God, we declare that he is set free, he is healed, hallelujah, God, that he will raise up, God, that he will give you the glory, Father. This is for your glory, God. Anytime our children are attacked, God, we know, God, that there's a great thing on the other side, hallelujah, and I stand in the gap with my sister, God, hallelujah, God, and we just declare, God, that his eyes are anointing, God, that he will not only see in the natural, God, but he will see in the spiritual, hallelujah. God, we just declare, God, salvation over his life, God, hallelujah. You won't ask why me, God. He'll say, why not me? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God.
In the
God,
name
we bless
of
you, God. We
Thank
bless you tonight, God. We speak health over this household, God.
Thank
God, right now, in the name of Jesus, our daughter, God, we rebuke the signs, the symptoms, God. We rebuke the
COVID.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
God. It will have no, it has no jurisdiction
no
over her life, Father.
Hallelujah.
Right
glory
now, God, in the name of
Thank
Jesus,
you,
God.
Yes,
God, just crown her, Father. Hallelujah, with your glory. Hallelujah. God, that she will stand and she said, hallelujah, that the devil tried to put that symptom on me, but hallelujah, my God turned it around, hallelujah. God,
yes,
you will
God.
Give you the glory, Father.
Hallelujah.
She will declare that
hallelujah.
You, God, visited her on
glory
her bed
God.
Tonight, God.
Yes,
that God, that
God.
The angels, God, hallelujah,
the
God, by the
Jesus.
Holy Spirit, God, that you would just watch over her tonight, Father. Hallelujah,
yes, God.
God. We declare
Jesus.
Nothing but goodness,
in
God, in this household,
Jesus.
God. We declare that they're steadfast,
you, God.
Hallelujah, God. God,
yes.
We declare that all of them come together in unity right now, Father, God. God, this is
yes,
for
God.
Your glory, God. And we
yes,
declare
God.
Your goodness, God,
in
your promises, God.
Jesus.
My Jesus died on the cross for a reason, hallelujah.
Yes,
and you
God.
Said it was for
hallelujah.
Healing, hallelujah. You said
yes,
he was proof for us, God, hallelujah.
Yes,
God, and we love you tonight, God. We
hallelujah.
Declare the word
Thank
over
you,
these
God.
Two babies, God.
Yes,
right now in the name
God.
Of Jesus.
God.
There is none
yes,
like you,
God.
Jesus. None
Thank
like
you, God.
God.
Thank
God, hallelujah.
God.
There will be a
hallelujah.
God, they will
hallelujah.
Have a testimony, God. They will
yes,
testify
God.
Of your goodness,
Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
yes,
God.
God.
Not what they've seen their mama
yes,
do, hallelujah, but
yes,
what you've done,
God,
God, directly in their
yes.
lives, God. Because we all have
hallelujah.
To go before your throne, God. We all
yes.
have to go before you, hallelujah.
Thank
Teach
you,
them at
Jesus.
A young age, God, hallelujah,
yes,
to trust
God.
You, Jesus. To trust
Thank
you, Jesus.
God,
we
in
declare it,
Jesus.
Joy, God. We have exceeding joy for just a time.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name,
hallelujah.
God. Bless your name,
hallelujah.
God. There's none
yes,
like you, God.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
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 Do it right now,
Glory
God.
God.
We love you, God.
Glory
yes, God.
God. Yes, God.
We worship
we
you,
love
God.
God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Glory to God.
So good, God.
Thank you,
God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, God. You're so good.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
So good, Jesus. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God,
oh,
I
thank you, God.
God.
Thank you,
God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
way,
hallelujah.
Way,
glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes,
God. Thank you,
God.
Thank you,
God.
Hallelujah.
We bless you.
Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
It's already done. It's already done, God. Thank
yes,
God.
Yes,
glory,
glory
God.
To God,
your
glory,
glory
to
Jesus.
God,
hallelujah.
Yes,
God. Hallelujah,
yes,
God.
Father.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Turn it around right now,
thank
God.
God.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you, God.
God, we bless you.
Yes,
yes, God, we bless
yes,
you.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you.
Yes,
yes,
yes
God. God.
Thank you, God.
Oh, so good. So
glory,
good.
Glory, glory.
Yes,
thank you, God.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
We bless you, God.
Glory,
yes,
glory,
God.
Glory.
Yes, glory to God. Glory to
thank
God.
Thank you.
Glory to God. You be blessed. Hallelujah. We look forward to a beautiful testimony. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, God.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you, God.
Amen.
Thank you. He is the great physician. Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Thank you, God. We love you, God. Thank you, God. You be blessed, Mother. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, God. We'll continue to pray. Hallelujah. Every time God brings it to my mind, hallelujah. God is safe and God. That's our role, hallelujah. That we battle, hallelujah. Thank you, God, in the spirit, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
God, we thank you. We thank
hallelujah.
You, God. Yes, God.
Thank you,
we bless, hallelujah.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, God.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Does anyone have anything for the woman of God?
Yeah, I got one thing. Hello?
Hello. We can hear you.
Yeah.
Hey, Brother.
Yeah, I was one of,
God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you. Hey, thank you for the word, by the way. I'm quite full. I'm sitting back just, Okay, so for the requested prayer for these two situations, I heard very clearly. I'm trying to now make sure she's there. I want to acknowledge she's there first before I go on this ramp for a second because there's something here. Is she still there? Was that Bridget or somebody else?
Oh, that was Bridget. That was me.
Okay, I got you. Okay. All right, so for you, specifically for you in this matter, I heard while they were praying, you shall say.
Amen.
Now, your reference for this is over Matthew 21 when Jesus was outside Bethany with that fig tree. There were two instances that were dropped in our laps in that moment. When you go down to right around the 20th verse, remember the disciples were like, hey, the words you said, they marveled that this had happened. They're like, how did it happen all at once? But remember, he said, I say to you, if you believe and don't doubt that what you will say, what has been done in the fig tree, you can say to this mountain, be moved, be cast and see, be done. Remember that whole, so you have that whole believing and saying. Because remember, it wasn't us doing, our firm, fixed trust is in God himself. Because remember, he's the one performing the works. It doesn't depend on us in the sense of your skills and ability. It's your trust and belief, a.k.a. faith. In God to do only what God can do, raise the sick, heal the sick, raise the dead, and so forth. In this situation, you can't let it, it cannot set up camp, this is the other thing I heard. You cannot let this thing set up camp. It's got to go.
Amen,
you've got to take a stand on this one.
Glory to God. Amen, amen,
amen.
You
amen.
Shall
awesome.
Say.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Glory to God. They are the healer.
Thank you, God.
Ready,
yes.
God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank
glory
the man
to God.
Of God. Yes.
Thank
the man
God.
Of God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
God.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Thank God.
Thank God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Yes. God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen. Is there anyone else who desires prayer tonight? Okay. Well, we bless God tonight. It was an honor to just worship him in his word tonight and in prayer. And we're just grateful for all of you that hear him. And boldly share what he has given you. Boldly share your gift of ministry, hallelujah. We can all minister to the people, hallelujah. And we will see you next Tuesday night. And be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.